Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Model Mayhem. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Friday episode of the podcast, between episodes 379 and 380, if you want to go back and take a look, we talked about the America's Next Top Model documentary. Do you remember that?
I do.
Uh-huh. Memorable, juicy, totally in my nostalgia purview. Beautiful. Chef's kiss. Well, if you haven't seen it, it aired a lot of the models' stories, specifically focusing on the contestants. But there's also an interview with Tyra herself. Well, today we're headed back to the documentary, whose streaming platform, Netflix, is now in a legal battle with Tyra Banks, months after the fact. Today on Ghost Town, Tyra fires back. So Tyra Banks appeared on the documentary called Reality Check, Inside America's Next Top Model. It's on Netflix. I gobbled it up. It talks, of course, about her show, America's Next Top Model. We've talked about it here, too. We talked about the casting session. I believe it was cycle 12, the cycle with they were having short people come on. Short people, like, under 5'9", I guess, 5'8".
Can't relate.
You can't relate. No, no, no. You're tall as hell.
I'm 4'23".
Yeah, whoa. Okay. You can be in the normal cycle, my friend. How old are you?
Going to be 29.
Oh, shit. Ugh. Well,
I'm a very dehydrated 29-year-old.
You got a time machine? Anyway, we talked about that. It was kind of indicative of the trauma and some of the things that were happening behind the scenes. But it's basically about how this casting call was mismanaged and a lot of people not hurt in a hugely dangerous way, but scared, traumatized, a couple minor injuries. Thank goodness. Anyway, Tyra was on this show. She talked about that part, that component of the series, but also other things like how it was groundbreaking, how it started, how she created it with Kenneth Mock, who is a big reality TV executive. So that all happened in February. The documentary aired in February of 2026. And everything seemed to be fine. In fact, I believe, and a lot of people that were discussing it online believe that it was a pretty fair, almost like, good? Not good is too much. It was a measured depiction of Tyra Banks.
Relatively.
Yes. And so much so that people thought that maybe she was an executive producer on it, which she was not. Until Saturday, June 13th, 2026. It was then that Tyra's camp filed a lawsuit claiming that her portrayal in the docuseries about her reality TV show, America's Next Top Model, is defamatory and was edited to support a false narrative. She's asking for a jury trial to determine the, quote, appropriate amount that she should receive in damages. Quote, Tyra Banks participated in the Netflix documentary series America's Next Top Model because she believed viewers deserved a candid conversation about the show's legacy, its successes and its shortcomings, the lawsuit begins. There are aspects of the show for which Ms. Banks takes accountability and she wanted ANTM viewers to hear that from her directly. Going into the interview, Ms. Banks did not limit the ANTM topics the interviewer could ask, the lawsuit continues. During a 3.5-hour interview, Ms. Banks answered questions about the show's groundbreaking history, including criticism of decisions she would approach differently today. So that's what she's saying. And again, as a reality TV producer, the irony is not lost on me, of course. But also what stuck out to me, too, is that she wants a jury to decide how much she should be compensated for after a 3.5-hour interview, which I have to say, as someone who's done many of these interviews, that is not long. As someone who is so crucial, I would say.
Did you think 3 hours of it was going to be part of the documentary and then another, like, you know.
Yeah, just like whatever.
You think she was
uncut,
like,
Tyra?
Didn't get enough. It wasn't focused around her as much, mm-hmm. probably.
I don't know. I mean, I would imagine she would. No, because what they talk about is what people talk about after the fact. When you look back on a show that was so big like that and kind of the major points of concern. I would imagine she was not like blindsided by it. But I would also imagine, again, as someone in reality TV, that maybe she was told differently, like it was going to focus more on legacy, something to keep her in the chair to get her talking about the more contentious parts of it. But also, you only have 3.5 hours. I would imagine most of her questions are about the problematic parts of it, you know, unless, again, they packed a ton in those 3.5 hours. I want to say again, not long for a documentary.
Do you think there's a scenario where she's not an executive producer? She's not an executive producer.
No, she's not.
Do you think there's a scenario where she's not an executive producer that she would not sue them? I feel like she's the kind of person who's like, I don't care how
but this
turns
out.
But why
would she do it?
Because, well, you, if she is the kind of person that would do that, like historically, you tell me, is mm-hmm. she the kind of person that would?
You mean, is she like a narcissist egomaniac?
Yes.
Perhaps.
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 So, yeah, either if she's the kind of person that would do that and she's like, well, you're talking about me then, talk about me now.
Yeah.
So there is no scenario where she's not getting compensated or getting attention for something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly. So she wants to keep the attention party going is what you're right. saying. Because I am also flagging a lot of the times when things get litigious around shows that I've worked on, it happens right away, like when it airs, right? Someone sees it, when it airs, they're pissed off about it for a variety of reasons. She waited a couple months here, February, March, April, May.
Is she currently selling anything beside whatever she's selling? Does she have like a new book? You know,
great question. Yeah. Great question. I don't know. But I love how she wants to use resources, government resources, right. to make sure that she is vilified. Is that the word?
I don't know how you even show that. Like, you have to show the documentary, then you have to show her interviews and be like, hey, jury of regular people, mm-hmm. how would you have edited this in mm-hmm. order to make a successful, documentary?
Yeah. And they're all like, we have 9-to-5s and children. Yeah. We don't give a shit about you, Tyra Banks.
Yes.
Very, very interesting. Well, the irony of the lawsuit was also not lost on the internet. We'll talk about it after this break. So many people were shocked by Tyra suing Netflix because the criticism around the documentary was that it went easy on Tyra Banks. Said flippin' sweet dude, how dare they show video of exactly what she said? Said LaLaLu 2, the hypocrisy here is next level. She's suing Netflix for what many former ANTM cast members accused her and her producers of doing. Maybe Netflix should release all of the unedited documentary footage. I'm sure it's a treasure trove of narcissistic delusions of grandeur mixed with dramatic self-victimization. Then we can see the full context and continue to see her for what she really is. Says Liesl Manista, I'd forgotten to watch this documentary, and now it's next in the queue. Good job, moron. You Streisanded yourself. Even Cycle 1 winner Adrian Curry got into the discourse. Welcome to the party, she captioned a video, where she says, bitch, are you for real?